The new season of the New York Philharmonic begins tomorrow night, and all eyes and ears will be on the orchestra's new conductor. WNYC's John Schaefer explains.
Maybe you've seen the posters in the subway. The Philharmonic is touting its new conductor, the Dutch-born Jaap van Zweden, with a series of subway ads that say, New York, meet Jaap.
I'm not going with the subway for a while.
Jaap van Zweden.
To see myself, it's a little bit embarrassing sometimes. But no, it's all part of the game, of course. It's wonderful.
Jaap comes to New York after 10 years leading the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. There, he developed a reputation for playing the standard repertoire, but not a lot of contemporary music. So it's interesting to see those subway posters announcing the sound of change. It's even more interesting to note that the first piece of music he plays on opening night will be a world premiere by a living American woman. Her name is Ashley Fury. And Jaap insists that she was chosen not because she's a woman, but because she's a distinctive new talent. It's not lost on him that this goes against his perceived image.
There was a lot of criticism about me not enjoying contemporary music, and I have to admit it was not always easy to sell contemporary music in Dallas. So, you know, for me it's a sort of a celebration actually as well that I can bring all this new music. I mean, without new music, you know, our profession is completely dead, in my opinion.
The Philharmonic's fall season will also include Nightcap, a series of intimate events curated by the orchestra's visiting composers, including one by the hugely influential Dutch composer Louis Andriessen. But there's another form of change facing Jaap van Zweden and the New York Phil, and that's their home at Lincoln Center. David Geffen Hall, formerly Avery Fisher Hall, has long been derided for its sterile appearance and subpar acoustics. An ambitious and expensive plan to completely redo the structure would have left the orchestra homeless for 2 years.
Now we have a new administration that wants to do something more modest, but there are no concrete architectural plans yet.
That's Robin Pogrebin, culture reporter for the New York Times, who's been covering the recent comings and goings at Lincoln Center.
And so we're also waiting on that. It's sort of the real other shoe to drop.
Along with Jaap as the new music director, the Philharmonic also has a new president and CEO in Deborah Borda, who took over just a year ago after turning the L.A. Phil into a classical music powerhouse. Pogrebin says the task of fundraising for the renovations will probably fall mostly to her. For his part, Jaap has some ideas of what he'd like to see in a renovated hall.
We could bring the orchestra more into the hall, closer to the public, and have some public also behind us.
While Jaap takes over the New York Phil, the Metropolitan Opera next door is welcoming its new conductor, the charismatic Canadian Yannick Nézet-Séguin. As Robin Pogrebin points out, he faces a challenge as well.
Lincoln Center would like to think of it as a new day, but it's also unclear there how this James Levine fallout is kind of healing there. That's also been a tumultuous period for them and a feeling of who knew what and for how long.
Levine was fired from the Metropolitan Opera in March after being accused of decades of sexual misconduct. And on the other side of Lincoln Center,
City Ballet is also without an official leader in the wake of Peter Martin's departure, so they also have some kind of building back to do.
Martin's left after accusations of harassment. Recently, the company lost 3 of its 14 male dancers in a sexually explicit photo-sharing scandal. Clearly, there are challenges all over Lincoln Center. And as Jaap van Zweden was preparing to open the Philharmonic's new season, another one arose. On Monday, the orchestra suspended 2 players for unspecified misconduct. One of them was the orchestra's principal oboist, the gifted Liang Wang. With Thursday night's gala concert looming, Jaap had little choice but to just get on with it.
He was a star player, but look, we have so much quality in the house. We have great players in the orchestra, and it is what it is.
So on Thursday evening, New York gets to meet Jaap. He'll conduct Ravel's Jazzy Piano Concerto, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and Ashley Fury's new piece, Filament. Probably the first time he's ever conducted an orchestra that includes styrofoam, super balls, and an electric double bass played with a credit card. Talk about the sound of change. For WNYC, I'm John Schaefer.